So, you want me to tell you exactly how you are going to get fucked on the first night of our vacation? Thank goodness it's going to be a rather uneventful evening. We'll be tired from a drive. It's been a very, very hot drive. We've been teased for hundreds of miles. You've been made to listen to recordings. You've had my fingers in your pussy. In the passenger seat of the car. I've had your nipples in my hands between my fingers as I change lanes on the freeway. I've opened up your shirt when I drove next to a big rig, and I drove the same speed for a good 5 miles while I continued to unbutton your top. Luckily, everyone was playing games in back. No one could see us. You were dripping wet by the time we got to the condo. Your pussy's so wet. Your panties would be soaked clear through if you were actually wearing them. I took those away from you before we left the house. You've been getting more and more wet, mile after mile, for one other little reason. And that is because you know about the very special little bag that is in our suitcase that has our little bag of tricks, the contents of which you really don't know for sure. You don't even know if I've purchased anything new. Your head is spinning. You know full well that our room is far enough away from the others. And our Airbnb, that you are going to get it. Even if I have to gag you. We arrive at the condo. Kids are headed to play games or crash. You know you're not crashing anytime soon. You know that you have your training session to attend to. I told you that you, on our first night away, would be trained regarding how the next week was going to go, what you'd be wearing, what you'd be showing, what we'd be doing. Three-word challenges that I'd be giving you an hour at a time. Noon on Wednesday, you can only say "fuck me, daddy" for an hour. Three words. If you want to speak to me, you say those three words. Well, tonight, you are exactly where I want you. I tell you to lay on the bed after you take a nice long bath. You think I might be in fondling you or spying on you or maybe stroking my cock to your naked body in the bath, but I don't. I leave you be. I want you to feel feminine, pure, and wholesome. Because when you get out of the bath, so much more naughty. When you come out, you're wearing a silk robe that I left for you on the inside door of the bathroom. I tell you to sit at the foot of the bed, on the end of the bed, with your feet on the ground and your hands on your knees. Head up straight, shoulders back, tits out, back arched, pussy clenched. I hand you a blindfold and I tell you to put it on, make it comfortable. It's gonna be there for a while. I tell you to lay back in the bed and put your arms and legs to the four corners of the bed. You hear a zipper. It's the zipper of our bag. Then you quite promptly feel the four cuffs that go around your ankles and wrists, latched beforehand. Said a word yet. I give you a little tease by rubbing the underside of my shaft against your thighs. You can feel that I'm rock hard, ready to fuck. Just as soon as I get you properly bound to this bed and gagged if I need to. I'm gonna put the TV on. A little low. And I'm going to put my AirPods in your ears. Fuck you in two different ways at the same time. I'm going to play a recording for you that I've made. Of me fucking you. Body in this room, your husband has you blindfolded and bound to the bed. It's gonna fuck your body in every way and how. Your mind is gonna get fucked. Oh, you're gonna get it. I'm gonna be listening at the same time, knowing exactly when to press your buttons while also pressing all of your other fucking buttons. I want you to have to be told to keep quiet. I want to have to put something in your mouth to keep you from moaning. You're so close to screaming, you're squirming, you're dripping, your pussy's dripping all over my fingers. All over my fingers as I spread your lips open to allow the very, very last bit of my cock to be forced deep past your lips, slamming against you, the back of your pussy. Oh, my pelvis pressing against yours, your clitoris, your G-spot. Oh, your ass is plucked. My hand is over your mouth. Your tits are clamped. Oh, I want to give you every sensation while getting your mind fucked by my sound. The sounds of my voice calling into your ears, explaining how you're getting fucked by a thousand hands. Some cocks. You're bound to get covered with cum all night until it's dripping out of every one of your every last drop of my cum. You won't know what to do with your body. You're numb, seeing stars, completely racked by countless multiple orgasms one after another. Every one of your erogenous zones getting stimulated at once. I think we're gonna have a first night to remember. A very good, a very beautiful, a very hot, a very sexy, and a very intimate first night on our vacation.